This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the holy and precious name of Jesus. I pray you're doing well today, and I want to encourage you to set aside a time every day to set your heart to seek the Lord. You know, I've heard people say many times through the years, well, Brother Metter, I don't have time to pray. And I just look at them and I say, no, you don't take time to pray. There are many, many, many hours in the day that we busy ourselves with things because it's pleasing to our flesh, and we've allowed ourselves to drop into a place where we're so occupied with what's going on in our lives that we have not disciplined ourselves and laid aside or set aside a time to pray. You know, there's a scripture that the Lord put in my spirit several years back, and it's found in Genesis, the 4th chapter, and it's the 26th verse, which is the last verse in the 4th chapter of Genesis, and this is what it says. And to Seth, and to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. And then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. And the Lord dealt with me about this scripture several years back, and he said, this spirit of prayer and seeking my face is going to return to the earth. And I believe we're in that day that God's spirit one more time is reaching to man and stirring the heart of man to come to prayer and seek his face and find him. You know, every one of us, people say, well, Brother Metter, you're different. No, I'm not different. The Bible talks to us in the book of James about a man named Elijah or Elias. Said he was a man subject of like passion as we are. That means he was made just like us, had the same desires. He had things that he wanted to do. He had things in his life. There's things that pleased him, displeased him. But the Bible says that Elias, a man subject to like passion as we are, prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not by the space of 3 years and 6 months. So here this man was made just like me and you, but at God's direction, the Spirit of God moved him, and he began to call on the name of the Lord for the Lord to shut up heavens over Ahab and the children of Israel because they had turned to idolatry. And he sought the Lord fervently and earnestly. And the Bible says, and God hearkened to his voice. He heard his prayer, in other words. Is God hearing your prayer? Or when you go to prayer, are you earnestly petitioning the Lord? Are you earnestly seeking God? Are the things that you need God to do in your life? So let's not get ourselves to the place that we are so overwhelmed with our natural needs or desires or wants or things that we feel pressured to do. All of us have natural responsibilities. All of us have things in our life that we need to take care of. But Jesus warned us to not be overcome by the cares of this life, because every man has responsibilities. You have things you need to take care of. But I believe there is a balance in your relationship with God, and I teach people, you've got to learn to balance your relationship with God with your responsibilities in the natural. You can't go overboard one way or the other. There's so many people, they think they've got so much to do, and there's so many things they got to take care of that they don't have time to pray and study the Word. Well, that's just a trick of the enemy to get you off track, to get you discouraged and beat down and feel like that when you do have time to pray, that you're not putting the energy and effort into it because the devil is warring against your mind with a spirit of condemnation because you have not set aside the time to pray. And there is a word, and it is called discipline, and it is the root of the word disciple. So when you become a disciple of Jesus Christ, you discipline yourself to follow his teachings. And he taught us in Luke 18, in the very first verse, he taught a parable unto him, and he said, men ought always to pray and not faint. So Jesus was telling us there, if we don't set aside that time to pray, seek his face and petition him for what we need in our lives, then we are going to get weak and weary and we are going to faint. So I pray this finds you in good spirits, that you listen to what God is telling you, and that you make up your mind, no matter what you feel like you've got to accomplish in the natural, that you will set aside a time to pray and discipline yourself. And the more you reach out to God and the more you press in prayer and the more you cry out to the Lord, the more this spirit of prayer to call upon the name of the Lord is going to stir your heart and your mind. Remember, you don't have to find a place and go to prayer for hours on end. Start your day setting aside 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Rise early. Start your day and study the Word. Listen to the Word. Listen to, there are many Bible studies out there. There are many daily devotionals that you could get into 10 or 15 minutes a day, and then let your spirit man just cry out to God for however long you feel, 10, 15, 20 minutes. You will find the more your heart and mind turns to the Lord, the more you want to seek the Lord. And I pray that this word is a blessing to you, and may God bless you until we meet again.